Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about God's generals. I want to talk about God's generals, and that it's a book that was written by, well, its title is, there's a lot of God's generals, but God's generals was written by Robert Lyrdon. The subtitle of it is, you know, why they succeeded and why some failed. And we can learn, you know, from those that have gone before us. But he talks about, there's 12 of them. He talks about John Alexander Dowie, Maria Woodward Etter, Evan Roberts. I would have called him Robert Evans. I don't know why I would have called him Robert Evans. Anyway, so Evan Roberts, Charles Parnham, William Seymour, John G. Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, Amy Simple McPherson, Catherine Kuhlman, William Brannan, Jack Coe, and A.A. Allen. You don't have any problem. All you need is faith in God. And these are just people that their stories are so interesting because, you know, so many, the enemy just lies to so many of us, causing us to believe that there's something that we need to do or get or become before we follow God in the intensity of those who follow God in a way that impacted their culture or society in the past. And the truth is, you know, it's just saying yes to God. And when you see these, most of these people, these generals, they call them, that they're just people just like you and me. I mean, even when James writes about, you know, about Elijah, he said he was a man like you're a man. But yet he prayed and God stopped the rain. You know, it's about us just believing God. I think about, you know, Smith Wigglesworth. And Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber. And he stuttered.
Yes.
He stuttered. And his wife was ministering. He had no problem helping his wife out. And he would actually work the altars and stuff while his wife was ministering because he just felt like he couldn't speak because he stuttered. And all of a sudden, he just got confidence, you know, that that God could use him. He began to move out, and he said, well, Lord, as long as I don't, my knees don't wear out on my pants or my shoes or something like that, I'm yours. And but he was known as a man of faith. You know, whatever God said, that's how it was. And he had you know, the reports are he did not want any outside influence. He didn't want to hear about the media. He didn't want to hear about the news. All he wanted to know was about the Word of God. And I think about Summerall, Lester Summerall, when he was going over to visit, you know, Smith Wigglesworth, and he was coming there to his house with a newspaper under his arm. And when he's knocking on the door, Smith Wigglesworth answered the door, and he said, "What's that?" And he was talking about the newspaper right there. And, of course, he took it out and threw it over in the bushes, and he went into the house, and they went and ate together, and they pulled the Bible out and began to read together. And it's so interesting because people think, what's the secret? It's the same secret. It's Jesus, the Word of God, man. Go after God. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And just radical miracles, you know, God just really worked through Smith Wigglesworth in a powerful way, a plumber that just said yes to God. And when he found out there was more that he didn't know about, he didn't care. He just went after it. He was at one particular meeting that, you know, he heard about the power of God and the Spirit of God. And somebody was there in this meeting talking about it. He just stood up in the middle of the whole crowd and said, "I want it." And I was like, oh, we just talk about it. We don't do that. But also I think about, you know, Maria Woodward Etter.
Well, I tell you something. When you think of Maria Woodward Etter, there's an interesting story about Smith Wigglesworth. That about his prayer life, he's so intimate with God and spent so much time in prayer that there were some ministers that wanted to come and pray with him, and they had heard the stories of his prayer life, and as reports go, that they were in this room praying, and one by one, the intensity, the glory of God, the presence of God so filled that room, but one by one, they couldn't contain it, and they had to exit this room that they were praying. Finally, this one minister staying there with Smith Wigglesworth, and the presence of God is so just dynamic, and the glory is just so powerful. He's literally crawling out on his belly because he thought he was about to die in there. He just couldn't withstand what God was doing during that time.
Yeah, God's presence was, you know, so God was so with him. The Spirit of God was so with him, and so that's something a plumber just said yes to God. He just said yes to God, and the world was changed. And it was, I thought it was pretty interesting, just staying with Smith Wigglesworth for, I guess, the rest of the program here, since not much left, is that you know, he had his whole ministry, and he went and ministered, and God moved, and everything God says he can do, he did, and just like the book of Acts. But he had it when he came to the, we felt like the end of his ministry, he went to his house, and he was getting the mail out of his mailbox, and he realized every letter in that mailbox was asking for him to come and not asking for the Lord. He realized, in his own words, is that, you know, paraphrasing, that I taught them how to come to me, but not how to come to the Lord.
Mm.
And whatever how I presented the gospel, they're asking for me, Jesus. They're not asking for you. If you'll give me 7 more years, I'll change this. Mm. 7 more years. And so God gave him 7 more years.
Wow.
7 more years. And he ministered to help people understand that we're called to lead people to Jesus, not to your organization, not to you. This is a good evidence of a true prophet or a false prophet. A true prophet leads people to God, and a false prophet leads people to themselves.
Mm.
I mean, I gotta go back and get the other word. I gotta go to the person again. It's like, aren't you more in love with God after hearing?
I have to pray for you.
Right. And he realized that he wanted to lead people to Christ. He wanted them to know God. And he says, my sheep, you know, the word of God says, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice and they follow me.
Mm.
And so he took 7 years to begin to change that. I mean, think about that. Even today, if we begin to get that same mindset, say, you know, instead of trying to bring people to our building, organization, wow, our denomination, our this, just bring them to Jesus.
Jesus.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah, it's powerful.
I mean, that is what we're called to do, right?
Mm. Yeah.
He is the head. You know, he's the firstborn from amongst us. We, you know, we're heirs of with God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He's leading us. He's our shepherd. It's him that actually died for man's sin, and we're supposed to introduce people to. It's like almost like we're ambassadors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sent here to be able to represent the kingdom of God and our King. And so Smith Wigglesworth was a very interesting man. He believed everything that God said. He moved in it, and God backed up what he did.
Yes, he did.
In a powerful way. I mean, some of those stories that happened at some of those meetings. I mean, getting out of your box, your mindset, putting God in a box, how you think about what he can do. If you just said, God, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. And it's so important, because I think about quite often is people try to imitate somebody who has in the past, you know, been used by God, or somebody that they know, that this is the way he talks, this is how I have to talk. If this is what he reads, this is what I got to read. And then you start trying to take on their personality, and all you can be is you.
Mm-hmm.
And God loves you uniquely as you are, and he's not calling you to be somebody else you're not. And yes, you know, how you express your love for God and how you minister could be totally different than everybody else in the face of the earth. But God called you, and you can do you. I mean, you can do you. It's pretty. It's not hard to do you, and you may have to apologize a lot for doing
that's
you.
Right, that's right. That's right.
That keeps us humble.
Yeah.
And imagine that if all the plumbers begin to say, you know, I'm going to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many plumbers do you see today that are saying, I'm going to follow God?
Yeah.
You know, versus a lot of the skilled labor like that is sitting in the pews, listening to someone that has to call them to come fix their plumbing because they don't know how to fix plumbing.
Exactly.
And it's like, you can be used by God. I mean, think about that. I mean, there's so many generals talked about here. I think about, you know, Amy Semple McPherson, you know, the founder of the Four Square Church. She was the first owner of a Christian radio station in America was Amy Semple McPherson,
wow,
which is Angelus Theater, which is where the Dream Center is today for
Tommy Barnett's
son.
Matthew
Barnett. He's in the building that was built for Amy Semple McPherson.
Wow.
And she didn't want to start a denomination, but they wouldn't accept her ministry because she was a woman and people were getting saved. And so they had to do something. So they started the Four Square Church.
It's like early 1900s.
Yes. And,
wow,
and it's Angelus Theater. And we're benefiting off of her ministry today. So many people have been touched powerfully by you know what, she just went after God, and sometimes it's important that the old move reject the new move, because if not, you'll try to blend in what God did with what God is doing, and you both of them will be destroyed.
Yeah,
this is a good way to think about it. Honor what God has done, understanding that it is Him, while diving in and going fully after what He's doing, because
that's
the
good.
Lord is doing a new thing. Remember, it's both what they have in common is they're both God,
both God,
both God's moves. So you don't touch that. And but you honor it while you just dive in after what God is saying. I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you. You know, as we just pray right now, I want to pray for you to say, you know what? This book ended. When it ended for me, I thought, Lord, where's the rest of this book? And the Lord told me, he's like, what we're supposed to do. I just believe maybe you're the next general. Maybe God's calling you to stand up and begin to believe and get this book and begin to pray with me. Father God, I just pray even now, Lord, for those that are watching and listening, Father God, they would get the faith, Father God, of a Smith Wigglesworth, Lord, of an Amy Semple McPherson or a Mariah Eder, Father God, or Evan Roberts, God, that you would just begin to touch them in a way that they would be so bold that in this generation, the generals would rise up. I just call them out of the north, the south, the east, and the west, and I say, generals, rise up, for this is your day, and the Lord is going to use you in a powerful way as you boldly abide with him and follow him in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.